Okay.
So Hachayavim b'mitzvahs ner Chanukah. So who is obligated ner Chanukah? So the first thing he talks are the places where the location themselves are actually chayav to have ner Chanukah. So this is ein mitzvahs ner Chanukah noheges el bebayis. Okay, it's in a house. L'chein yishein lo bayis, a person unfortunately does not have their own home. Osh shebiyom ze ein lo bayis kavur. On this day, he will not have a home. We'll see how that would apply to like traveling, etc. Ein madlik ner Chanukah. He doesn't make. But we know it's also into the Chazal instituted the brach of haroes in there, right? That you make a brach if you see somebody else's ner Chanukah. So why does it come? So this is a kach.
You're not the Hadlik.
Every home, every bias is where they light. Gam kosu toisus besuka that hatam shehiskinu hachomim brocha gam al haroa near Chanukah, right? Which is, you don't apply this to by a sukkah or by lulav, right? You have a bracha on this thing. Though some people don't have a house, not able to do it. So he's pointing out, this is a rai. You see from there the fact that that you have to have a bias, and that's in that, because if you don't have the bias, you can't do the mitzvah. Okay? So then he brings to the bottom, where's this note, they asked him a question. Let me keep going.
Kigon.
Hanosemi mokum no mokum, but ain't lobo, bebeso, nimse im bebeis klal, bezman ha hadlaka. So a person's traveling from one place, no one's home to light, because if they're home, they can light for you, right? Oh, chayolim, a soldier, hanimse im besoda, they're out in the field, right? Ve ainim lonim bebeis klal, they're not going to be sleeping in a home at all that night. So what does the soldier do on Chanukah? They're doing training exercises in the middle of the desert. They have a little teepee. They have a little whatever they
well, that teepee could be their house.
But it's not a bias. So the next halacha we'll learn is what are the halachic dimensions of a bias. So as I said, the interesting stuff from the footnotes. So he brings like this. One time, Shlomo Zalman Orbach was asked, people were traveling. They were like camping out. They're doing a trip on Chanukah. Shalonu tachas kippas ha-shamayim. So they're sleeping under the kippah of Shemayim. So heishi b'tochocha magulah. He responded with an open rebuke to them. Hayal al-hadas shefkia odam atzma mi-mitzvahs ner Chanukah ha-chaviva. Could a person willingly be mafkia? Could they take away from themselves the mitzvah of Chanukah? Could you choose to? Nebuch, you're a soldier. You have to be out in the field, but you're going on a you're volunteering to go on a camping trip to remove yourself from the mitzvah of Chanukah. Shechayv bo af limkor ksuso. We have to sell the shirt off your back in order to do this, right? That's a discussion as to how far the limitations apply for pursuing nisa. But here you have a mitzvah. It's so chaviv ad ma'od, says the Rambam, right? Lachzor psochim. You have to go collecting money. Likach shem and lahalik in order to get money, right? So that's what the Rambam writes. And you want to you're asking, what do you do if you're camping out on this? So Shlomo Zalman was not a fan of the question. Okay. So the next one is what you're asking. What could you light in your teepee? Could you light in your little hut? So halacha beis, a bayis she'ein bo arba almos. So if you have a house that's not four almos by four almos, we use Rav Moshe Feinstein's measurements, so we would call that 7 feet and 3 inches. So that's 49 square feet, 7 feet 3 inches by 7 feet 3 inches, right? So it says, "Oh, she'ei mechitzosov magios toch shloshet tefachim me'al hakarka," or the walls don't reach within 3 tefachim of the ground, right? That's the famous sukkah halacha, right? You have to have your coming down within 3 tefachim. So chayvim bo behalakas near Chanukah. So it's chayv to light what's it called? Chanukah. Aval im einem akura. It's not. There's no roof on top of the house. Osh einem gavos or tefachim. Or there's not 10 tefachim tall, oh, ain't a roch of zayin al zayin tefachim, or if the house is not 7 by 7 tefachim, yesh lehistapik, so in that case we have a suffix, noheges bo, mitzvahs near Chanukah, l'chein yadlik below bracha. So in that case you would light, but you're not going to make a bracha because it's a suffix brachos lahakil, sabal, samach be islam, it's suffix brachos lahakil. So that's your question. So You tell me, is one of these tents, does it have the proper dimensions? Or not? It's probably Makura, probably the whole void in having a tent is that you actually have literally a roof over your head, but you don't have any of these other things, so then you would not... You would not light in
there. We had a large tent that was for.
So Inachinami, yeah, you would. But do they really have? Do you have? Oh, so like the Simchas Torah.
Yeah,
the Simchas Torah tent. Oh, there you go. Okay, so yeah, according to that, you would light in such a large structure. Yeah, only people make these Simchas and they like the tents, right? So that okay. I don't. That's not what. I don't think that's what these people who are out on their trip were talking about. You don't go out in the middle of the forest and bring along yourself these like 75 by 100 foot tents. Okay, good. There's any stuff you want to go to the next halacha just to close it. Hanaseya ba'aviron. So a person who is on an aviron. It's an aviron.
Yep.
Yeah. Ain madlikin olav ner chanukah bebeiso. So and I'm sorry, ve'ain, and they're not lighting in the house on his behalf. So what do you do? Yadlik sham al hashulchan. You're gonna light there on the shulchan. Ach lo yivorech. But you're not going to
on the plane.
On the plane? So let's see.
They're not
going to
let you light
the plane. No, it's not on the plane. They're going to light it home. They're lighting it home for the person who's on the plane. Yeah? Kishimalikin alav beso, yotzi de chovoso bechol gavne. You're traveling. They're going to light it home for you. Af im ein has shaos shavos kidlhansam. Okay, so it's going to be explained. Even if you're not in the right time zone, this is a discussion in the postkim. What happens is not the correct zman halakha where you are. So Shlomo Zalman passed
the same thing as with chametz, it's the same type of question, basically.
So that would be, it's a similar idea, but the halacha is going to be a little bit different, because there it's a problem. There, let's say a person's going to Eretz Yisrael. So they would need a mechira yod gimel. They would have to sell their chametz for them. Right, the Vad, we sell the chametz earlier, we do an earlier sale for those who are going to be traveling to Eretz Yisrael, because their chametz is here, their chametz, you own the chametz regardless of what time zone you're in. So if the chiyuv kicks in where you are, and your chametz is not even sold, that's a problem. But here, Shlomo Zalman Paskin, it's a discussion in the postgim. What do you do if the let's say the husband is traveling and the wife is home, but it would not be the right zman? So that would be a case where he is on the west coast. Yeah, he's going out to the east, to the west coast for whatever, a simcha, I don't know, a business meeting somewhere. He's not home. Fine. So she's going to light now at 5 o'clock. Great, Gvaldik. 5 o'clock in New York, New Jersey. It's 2 o'clock in California. So there's no Indian delight. It's not going to last. Well, she's riding with really long candles, so it's going to last past Shkia in L.A. No. Should we follow? So it says of Shlomo Zalman Orbach that you're yotzi with that.
If a person is traveling and he's going to be on the plane the entire night, mm-hmm. that's one thing. But if, let's say, he's going to land, let's say, at three in the morning, let's
yeah.
say.
Yes, in Akinami. He could. Right. Right. He could there. Or he could be mishtatif with whoever he's going to be his host or something like that, right? But there's a question about hotels. What do you do in a hotel?
Right? We had that situation when Chicago, our plane was delayed a number of hours. And we came, we lit at 4 in the morning in the hotel room.
You lit there?
We Amaro was packed with us. We bought tea lights. They come from the package, so I put 4 and 4 in one. Let's make it look like a menorah. And
yeah.
I lit only the ones, of course, for that night. But I made it look like
There's a firm basketball player. I think he was in Israel. Tamir Goldman, Goodman Goldman. He was once visiting at Camp Lavi. He did like a basketball clinic. So at night we were talking. He was telling some good stories. Those stories another time. But the Hanukkah story he told me. That according to whenever he's traveling, he's playing college ball, and the hotel had a room. You're not allowed to put a fire in the room. So his roommate says, "Don't worry, his roommate will just somehow knew how to take away the smoke detector in the room." So they dismantled the smoke detector.
So they did.
He did. He told me he lit Hanukkah in the. How's your man know how to take out the smoke detector in the room? I'm not sure. I'm not too interested in finding out how he knows. But Lamai said it. Usually they don't let you light. Oh, right out of time. Usually they don't let you light in the.
We didn't tell anybody.
Right? Don't ask. Don't tell. Okay. So we'll continue Mitzvah Shem with the Halicha Shlomo. And I'll make copies of the upcoming Prakim. Okay, have a great day.